Hello, Josh Collinet with you on Afropop Worldwide from PRX, bringing you another edition of GC's DJ Roadshow with my returning co-host, DJ Kix in Melbourne, Australia. Hey, Kix, how are you?
Yeah, boy, yes. Hi, Josh, and hello to everyone listening. It's so exciting to be back, especially because of what we've got in store for you today.
And I'm equally excited because we are zooming in on South Africa, one of the biggest dance music nations.
And right now, it seems like the whole world is dancing along to its amapiano beats, a genre that blends its Kwaito roots with house, jazz, and its signature log drum, which you can hear distinctly in this track, Kesta, the remix, by Focalistic, Davido, and Vigro D.
It goes down when my G's connect. No disconnect. I dey catch crews, forget. If you talk, you collect. It goes down when my G's connect. No disconnect. I dey catch crews, forget. If you talk, you collect.
Combination of factors and a little bit of luck at the right time put amapiano on the global stage. But is it here to stay? We'll explore this question and how this homegrown sound is winning over the hearts of audiences across the world.
And we'll also meet with two of amapiano's rising stars, Tenno Africa and Luxury SA, or Luxury South Africa.
And get into a mix of some of my favorite amapiano tracks.
That's in today's edition, Amapiano to the World.
The song playing right now is Busta 99 featuring Miano and 20 Sounds. And as you can hear, this song leans heavily into its Kwaito influences.
I shut down. I touch you.
Amapiano is South Africa's youngest dance genre. We first covered it, if you remember, back in October 2020 when we looked at its origins and rise in the episode From Kwaito to Amapiano with my man, Matt Key, Matthew Key, aka DJ M Point.
Since then, Amapiano has exploded onto the global scene. It made a big splash during a time when most of the world, including South Africa, was under lockdown restrictions because of the pandemic.
Seems like an unlikely time for a relatively new genre to take off.
Yeah, one would think, but in some ways it might have actually accelerated its growth, as I learned from speaking with Kutlwano Shapo, formerly known as The Crook. Kutlwano was one of the first DJs to play Amapiano on South Africa's largest youth radio station, YFM. And he's the presenter of the BBC's documentary, This Is Amapiano.
So globally, I think we've got all to thank the diaspora because COVID was pretty tough. And the biggest thing about people that stayed in sub-Saharan Africa was basically trying to clutch at things that remind them of home. And I think the most consistent thing was the actual music that was coming from Southern Africa. And the genius of Amapiano was the fact that it became the soundtrack to social media because most of our favorite TV shows went on production breaks. The only thing that was consistently new that we could consume was stuff on our phones. And I think the fact that Amapiano worked harder than any other genre during that time made it the soundtrack to social media.
And as of December 2022, hashtag Amapiano has amassed more than 5 billion views on TikTok. Wow. Kumba Faya by Luxury SA.
My name is Luxury SA. I'm a producer and artist of Amapiano, deep house and other genre.
Luxury SA has first-hand experience with the power of social media. He's best known for his song Crazy Vibes, which he describes as a deep house track with an Amapiano feel.
Social media plays a role, especially for me. Né? Before I released the song, I just dropped a short video of the song, then it went viral. We'll be right back.
Luxury Essay with Crazy Vibes.
My little brother just came into my bedroom while I was making the beat. So he suggested that I should put like a crazy vocal. The first thing that came into my mind is that. So like I had to lay that on the beat. That's how the song came about.
To social media, music streaming platforms made Amapiano accessible to global listeners. In May 2022, Spotify reported that Amapiano streaming outside of sub-Saharan Africa grew on its platform by more than 563% over 2 years. That's a big number.
And YouTube, being one of the most powerful search engines, also boosted the discoverability of Amapiano. During lockdown especially, we started seeing DJs live streaming their sets on YouTube.
For example, the DJ producer duo Major League DJs saw their YouTube channel blow up with their hour-long live mixes.
Their videos captured not only the vast talent of South African DJ producers, but also the aesthetic of Amapiano culture, the fashion, the dances, and effortless cool vibes. Summertime by Lou the DJ and Major League DJs.
When talking about Amapiano's growth, we can't ignore the impact of Pan-African collaborations. They've created entry points for the genre into a whole set of new markets.
Absolutely. And leading the way was DJ Maphorisa, also known as Madumane, and Kabza De Small. DJ Maphorisa already had a history of working with big Nigerian artists. And get this, in an interview for Pi Radio UK, Maphorisa said that it was actually Wizkid who prompted him to get onto the Amapiano sound. This was back when it was still an underground subculture.
Well, soon enough, we got this massive collaboration, Sporono by Kabza De Small, Wizkid, Burna Boy, Casper Nyovest, and Madumane.
Make you kill my chin chow. You know, she say I'm for real. But don't worry, pay one bullet.
Kutshwano Shapo from before, speaking about the role of Pan-African collaborations.
It really did a lot. And also, after COVID hit, a lot more Amapiano artists started traveling to Ghana, started playing in Nigeria, started playing in the UK. So with all that happening, there essentially was somewhat of an organic global interest within the sound. And that's where the phrase Amapiano or piano to the world came up.
But there is a flip side to piano's success in other markets. Oh, so I found out when I bumped into two fellow Africans at an event here in Melbourne.
As much as Kenyans, we like South African music. We think that it's being overdone, especially in Kenya.
This is not to shade our piano, by the way. Their music is great, it's amazing. But we just say it's taking over our music scene, but it's kind of shadowing our own music and it's not great for our own artists.
Then it's also an opportunity for other Africans from other countries, apart from South Africa and Nigeria, to make sure that they give good music and people to support them. The only reason why Amapiano and Afrobeats are doing so well is because Nigerians or South Africans in the diaspora are pushing for Amapiano music, even in the foreign countries.
Very interesting. Well, it looks like there is no stopping the Amapiano wave, which has also reached places that don't have large African diaspora populations, like Japan.
Yes, and I actually spoke with Amapiano rising star Tenno Africa about his experience performing in Japan. He said that he was initially nervous about playing a new genre for the crowd until something surprising happened.
Before my set, there was a DJ, a Japanese DJ, who actually played my song on his set. Then I was like, oh, these people, they are really there. Okay, really interested. There's this song, Komora Groove, on my second album. Like, yo, the reaction to that song, yo.
Yeah. see why the crowd went crazy for this song. Gomorrah Groove by Tenno Africa.
It's a proper tune.
So, Kix, with all we've heard so far about Amapiano's rise, I'm still wondering, of all the contemporary genres in South Africa, why was Amapiano the lucky one to break out?
Good question. Here's Luxury Essay from before.
It's a new sound, so everyone is giving it attention more than other genres. But Deep House is also doing well. You know, just look at Black Coffee, Shimza.
And earlier on, we heard from Kutlwano Tlapo, who hinted about the volume of music that was being released by Amapiano artists. I asked him to elaborate.
I think because most of the other genres were almost staple, they had structure, they were part of an industry, and they weren't marginalized. So when hard lockdown hit, when everyone was just sitting because they were comfortable, Amapiano guys started creating these little recording camps during this hard lockdown. So you'd find that guys would literally go in hibernation as like a crew, 2-3 producers, 3 or 4 artists, and maybe a DJ. And they started creating all this music during that time. So I think the fact that the sound was marginalized and made the guys want to work even harder and also flood the market, I guess.
And flood the market they did with hits like Dipache Tsafelo by Felo Leti and Maestro featuring Dali Wonga.
And we have Amsotra by Soa Matrix featuring Sir Trill.
Kisenango chololo. Así we mtororo. Alishilo gologo. Hello, spondono. Kisenango chololo. Abati shona kona. Akona. Kenya chele tutabon. Kampana boso. Ama socha. Ale koko tuzokolo. Bado ya babona bampelile Slugs papele Indugo baitelile Bambizu togotela mangena Bateka mangvela Lani chwala bia tempa
And how about S.O.N. featuring Sticks and Hlolo with Closure? Here's MFR Souls with Call Again, featuring Natalia Mabaso.
MFR Souls with Call Again, featuring Natalia Mabaso.
That was a quick revisit of just some of the piano hits that have come out over the last couple of years.
And we've got more great selections still to come after the break.
That's right. And we'll also find out what some people think about Amapiano's longevity prospects. Is it a movement that's here to stay? Or is it a fleeting moment?
That's all coming up on today's program, Amapiano to the World. Visit afropop.org for links to the BBC's documentary, This is Amapiano, and a balcony mix Africa session by the Major League DJs. I'm Georges Collinet.
I'm DJ Kicks.
And you're listening to Afropop Worldwide from PRX.
Amapiano is a movement or a moment?
I thought it was a moment because I thought it was going to fade away, but it has stood the test of time for the last 2-3 years.
The way we consume our music now is way too fast for movements, I feel like moments are more likely than a movement. I don't know the artists behind these singles, behind these dance challenges, and not having that connection sometimes can then make it like a moment rather than a movement. But it's an interesting moment, enjoying it whilst it lasts.
Definitely a moment. I think people are so creative and they're going to surprise us with something even better than this.
We're currently listening to Waza by Mr. Jazzy Q, Cabza the Small, and Lady Do, featuring Bushley.
And a moment ago, we heard some opinions on whether Amapiano is here to stay or not. Now, let's hear from producer Luxury SA.
There's a soulful Amapiano, there's this other one for the streets. It accommodates every element or rhythm of any genre. So I think it's something that is here to stay.
And this is what Kutlwano Tlapo had to say.
I think Amapiano is a movement because for me, it has gone past its moment phase. A lot of the naysayers were saying that it's going to die out in the next few months, but there's just a relentlessness and work ethic from the artists that have really bulldozed all those comments. And it's so beautiful that we're able to talk about subgenres within Amapiano now, private school, the more guaito stuff and the more tech stuff. And that just shows growth within the industry.
And the best way to sample these different styles of Amapiano is in a mix. Take it away, DJ Kicks.
Thanks, Josh. And we're starting off on the lighter side with a private school piano track by Calvin Momo called Amukelani. such a beautiful track. That was Ebusuku by Kabza De Small and Kosazana Daughter.
Now, let's get into Kota Embassy's Allume et Éteint, Switch On and Switch Off. We'll be right back.
Sha, coming through with Intando Yake, featuring Fiska, Mduva, and Just Becky.
And now, here is Days by TXC, featuring Unlimited Soul and TNK Music.
And here's one for the streets, Bastrata by DJ Maporisa, Viska, Too Shorter, SA, Stompy, Show Music, FTS, and Madumane.
Bastrata, kibana bastrata, bastrata. Ese babisi zama chituka tole kama semisa kule pasare tizi chaso fali chupita kola bana bastrata, bastrata, kibana bastrata, bastrata, kibana bastrata, bana le matata. Pita me mite shishi kisa kuti strata. Aba bole ganga thala ayo kuka data. Pita kata patang zuzeli pasari kibana bastrata, bana le matata. Pita me mite shishi kisa kuti strata. Aba bole ganga thala ayo kuka data. Pita kata patang zuzeli pasari.
Ya le chupa mata kwami. Bastrata, 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 bastr
now we're getting into Back to School by Mello and Sleazy, Durban Gogo featuring Tabza T and Last Born Diroba. It's the Amapiano Mix with me, DJ Kicks. The log drum in this one, AK Love by Tenno Africa and Don Diego. I asked Tenno Africa if he thinks Amapiano is a movement or a moment.
Amapiano keeps evolving. I think it's going to grow because I'm also working with artists from Greece, Nigeria. People are interested in Amapiano. I don't think it's something that's going to vanish anytime soon.
And I think he might be right.
And with that, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the mix and our program today. Thank you so much, DJ Kicks, for bringing us this story. It's wonderful.
You're welcome. It was such a pleasure sharing some of my favorite Amapiano tracks with you. And my final selection for today comes from Semi T and Mdu, aka TRP, with Case Closed. Thanks for listening. Sante sana sebonga. And until next time, Saresha Kanaka. Keep well.
Au revoir, DJ Kicks. Merci, merci, merci. Funding for Afropop Worldwide comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art, and from PRX affiliate stations around the US. And thank you for supporting your public radio station. Don't forget to visit afropop.org for links to the BBC's documentary This Is Amapiano and a Balcony Mix Africa session by the Major League DJs. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at AfropopWW. My Afropop partner is Sean Barlow. Sean produces our program for World Music Productions. Research and production for this program by DJ Kicks. And be sure to subscribe to our podcasts, including radio programs and our Planet Afropop series. And join us next week for another edition of Afropop Worldwide. Our chief audio engineer is Michael Jones. This program was mixed in Brooklyn by Michael Jones. Additional engineering by GC from the Syncopated Lair in Washington, D.C. Manning Air and Savion Biggs edit our website, afropop.org. Our director of development is Mukwe Wabeisi Yolwe. Our director of new media is Savion Biggs. And I'm Georges Collinet.
PRX.